Christ be near at either hand, Christ behind before me stand, Christ with me wherever I go, Christ around, above, below. Christ be in my heart and mind, Christ within my soul enshrined, Christ control my wayward heart, Christ abide and ne'er depart. Christ my light and only way, Christ my lantern night and day, Christ be my unchanging friend, guide and shepherd to the end. To begin Mass here today on St. Patrick's Day in Kimavie Church, I'm lighting four candles at the statue of the Sacred Heart for the four church areas of the parish, Kilmavie, Kilkelly, Orler, and Glen. And for all your families and all those who might hear this Mass, we ask God's blessing on each and every one of us on this feast day of our national saint. And lighting these candles, we remember St. Patrick lighting the fire of faith on the hill of Slane. And that flame burns in all our hearts today. May we feel its warmth and be drawn to its brightness. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, we place our trust in thee. St. Patrick, pray for us. In anima nahar, agus an vic, agus an spirit naev, amen. The grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Gathered on this feast day of St. Patrick, our patron saint, we pray for the people of Ireland and for all Irishmen and women across the world and for all the people of the world, for we are truly a global village at this time. We ask your blessing, Lord, on the hearts and the homes of all. We pray your peace and strength in our hearts for this journey. We ask your blessing on all those who are seeking to assist those most vulnerable and in need at this time. And as always, Lord, on this feast day, as we begin our Mass, we acknowledge our own weakness and we ask your forgiveness for moments of failure.
Hear na gentrocara.
For times of selfishness.
A Christ gentrocara.
And for dark places where we lost faith.
A hear na gentrocara.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Father. To him be glory forever. Alleluia, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, Son of the Father. To him be glory forever. Alleluia, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to the Spirit. To him be glory forever. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, amen. Alleluia, amen.
Let us pray. Lord, through the work of St. Patrick in Ireland, we have come to acknowledge the mystery of the one true God and give thanks for our salvation in Christ. Grant by his prayers that we who celebrate this festival may keep alive the fire of faith he kindled through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. It is the will of the great Lord. If it is the will of the great Lord, he will be filled with the spirit of understanding. He will shower forth words of wisdom and in prayer give thanks to the Lord. He will grow upright in purpose and learning. He'll ponder the Lord's hidden mysteries. He'll display the instruction he has received, taking his pride in the law of the Lord's covenant. Many will praise his understanding and will never be forgotten. His memory will not disappear. Generation after generation, his name will live. Nations will proclaim his wisdom. The assembly will celebrate his praises. The word of the Lord. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make to you, O Lord. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make to you, O Lord. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. More precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make to you, O Lord. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You've loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make to you, O Lord. A reading from the second letter to Timothy. Before God and before Christ Jesus, who is to be judge of the living and the dead, I put this duty to you. In the name of his appearing and of his kingdom, proclaim the message, welcome or unwelcome, insist on it, refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience, but do all with patience and with the intention of teaching. The time is sure to come when, far from being content with sound teaching, people will be avid for the latest novelty and collect themselves a whole series of teachers according to their own tastes. And then, instead of listening to the truth, they will turn to myths. Be careful always to choose the right course. Be brave under trials. Make the preaching of the good news your life's work in thoroughgoing service. As for me, my life has already been poured away as a libation, and the time has come for me to be gone. I've fought the good fight to the end. I've run the race to the finish. I've kept the faith. All there is to come now is the crown of righteousness reserved for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing. The word of the Lord.
Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus. The Lord has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives. Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus put another parable before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, the darnel appeared as well. The owner of servants went to him and said, "Sir, Was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, where does the darnel come from? Some enemy has done this, he answered. And the servant said, you want us to go and weed it out? But he said, no, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them both grow till the harvest. At the harvest time, I shall say to the reapers, first collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat into my barn. He put another parable before them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it's the biggest shrub of all and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and shelter in its branches. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure, no more than myself, you find this a strange St. Patrick's Day, when ordinarily we'd be gathering in our churches for Mass and maybe preparing to go to parade in Ballyhaderin or in Kilkelly or wherever. We find ourselves on our own now, in our homes, and pretty much constricted, I suppose, just doing the minimum. It's a far cry from what we might expect, and yet we're here to live this day, and we're here to be part of this day, and we're here to shape this day. And please God, we'll come to realise that we still have in us what it takes to shape the day. So my wish for you and for myself is that we'll shape it well, that we'll frame it around faith, that we'll frame it around St. Patrick, in whose honour this day is listed each year for the 17th of March. Maybe this is a time to hear again the message of Patrick as he came to be with us and to bring to us what he felt was the greatest gift he could bring, the gift of faith. That gift, I'm sure, wasn't widely welcomed at first, but bit by bit began to sink into the hearts of people and to be embraced by them. And we have since then been known as the land of saints and scholars. There is still a deep faith in this country, and it would take a lot to quench it, and please God that it may never, ever be quenched. That flame of faith that Patrick lit is still burning. I was thinking about today, and I suppose not maybe a totally unique thought or original thought, but just thinking that Patrick's time in Ireland was initially a time of captivity. He was brought here against his will. He was a slave. He was put minding pigs. We know all the stories. We grew up with them in our childhood. And during that time of slavery, that time of captivity, I'm sure Patrick was certainly not happy to be here. He did not choose it, did not ask for it, and certainly would have wished to be elsewhere, wished that things were different. And still somehow, through that time of captivity, that time of enslavement, he came to know God in a very deep and personal way. We're told that he prayed to him non-stop, day and night, and that in those prayers he found solace and found strength. So maybe in this time of captivity for ourselves, when our lives are certainly curtailed and not as free and easy as they were even a week ago, maybe there's some call in us, some call to us to turn again to prayer and to find God in peace and find God even in the uncertainty of these days, for that is what Patrick did. And when freedom came to him, when he was brought back to his own people, we're told that he continued to hear the voice of the Irish calling him to come back, and so he did as bishop and priest came back. So please God, we might in time come out of these days not necessarily better people, because I think we're good people anyways, we try to be, but people with a renewed sense of faith and a renewed sense of purpose. And that we may see these days of captivity, these days of restrainment of our movement, as an opportunity maybe to focus on what's important to us. I imagine most of us now are thinking about our families, thinking about our children, those of you who are parents, especially those who might be away from home. Your thoughts are with them and they're in your mind all the time. Maybe this is a reminder to us that that should be the way always, that we're always mindful of our people and mindful of each other and loving of each other and reaching out to and for each other. I was baptised on St. Patrick's Day in Clonlough Church, and thinking this morning of my parents, God rest them, and like many of you may be glad they're not experiencing these days. You'd be worried for them and the impact it might have on them. But we remember those gone before us, and we believe that they haven't forgotten us, that they are like parents, they are worried about their children, they continue to have a concern for us and for all of us, and we join our thoughts and our prayers with them. My parents are buried down in Temple Ronan Cemetery on the edge of Loch Garra. And he's a drive down the road to the cemetery. And on the left-hand side, there's an old rock called St. Patrick's Rock. I remember seeing it as a child. I don't know who brought me to see it first. But it's a small rock down a leafy sort of a pathway. And it's called St. Patrick's Rock because there's a track of a knee in it. And the legend, the story of our home place was that Patrick prayed there. And that when he knelt in this rock, he left the track of his knee in it. And that rock is still there, I think in more recent times, I think there's a signpost into it. I haven't been there in a long time, but maybe today is a day I might visit it. And that rock strikes a chord with me because Patrick left his mark on that rock, in the hardness of it. He left his mark that's still there. And when it rains, water forms in that little spot. And though our holy water fonts are emptied in our church now, the water that falls in there and nestles in the track of what we were told was Patrick's knee is holy water. And as a child, I remember blessing myself with it. And I'm sure people would today as well, even in these uncertain times. So that image is in my head today, that image of this hardness of the rock, this hardness of stone been melted by the kneeling of a man in prayer. So maybe that's what we do today. The hardness of the situation, the difficulty of it, we kneel and we leave our mark on it. To please God in time, like Patrick's Rock on the road down to Temple Ronan Graveyard, it'll be there to tell its story for a long, long time to come. So I wish you each and every one today a happy St. Patrick's Day. I pray God's blessing on us. The second reading, just if you don't mind for a second, it speaks about, I suppose, what we call now fake news. Paul is warning Timothy about that, saying people will begin to listen to all sorts of news and myths. And I think there's a lot of that going on at the moment, a lot of stuff going around on social media, a lot of messages that have been sent maybe in good faith. People have read them and think I should share that with a friend. But many of them aren't bringing us peace. Certainly they don't bring me peace. So if they're not bringing us peace, they're not good messages, really. So I think we listen to authentic voices at this time, and we take our lead from them. And well-meaning as it might be to share a message that has a frightening and maybe a dark message for people and would add to their fears, maybe it's a message not to be sent. So that line from the second reading just strikes a chord with me today, that, you know, we take our lead, we take our word from the true source. That source remains God for us, and may he guide and direct us at this time. Again, God bless each and every one of you on this St. Patrick's Day, and may God keep us in his peace. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven by the Holy Spirit incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. In the Gospel, we hear the story of the wheat and the darnel. The Lord only sows wheat. He only sows what's good. The darnel comes from another source. So maybe the Lord is asking us today to be patient with the darnel. And Lord, we ask you to give us that sense of patience, though we may allow this weed to be recognized. And when the harvest is ripe, that it may be plucked from what's good and thrown to the side where it should be. Lord, hear us. We pray again in this Mass for doctors and nurses, for medical people who are trying in very difficult circumstances to bring solace and strength to the afflicted and to the worried and the weak. May God bless and further their work this day and always. Lord, hear us. This day has been associated with immigrants for many years, and we think of those from this parish, from our diocese, those known to us who are living in other countries now. Though wherever they are, they may know they're thought of, prayed for, and loved always, and welcome always at home. Lord, hear us. We pray for signs of faith and signs of hope, Lord, at this time, that little things may give us solace and comfort and reassurance in the uncertainty of these days. Lord, hear us. Taking a moment, pray quietly for intentions personal to yourself. Lord, hear us. Finally, remembering all who have died, we pray God's rest for their souls. May God grant them that rest and peace they hoped and prayed for and believed in. And from that place of rest, may they continue to be interested and guiding of our journey. May they be our support and strength. May they rest in peace. Lord, hear us. We make all our prayers with faith, hope, and love through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey. We are travelers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold a Christ light for you in the night time of your fears. I will hold his peace out to you, speak the words you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joys and sorrows till we see this journey through.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Lord, accept this pure sacrifice, which through the labors of St. Patrick, your grateful people make to the glory of your name, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, to proclaim your greatness with the due praise as we honor St. Patrick. For you drew him through daily prayer in captivity and hardship to know you as a loving father. You chose him out of all the world to return to the land of his captors, that they might acknowledge Jesus Christ, their Redeemer. In the power of your Spirit, you directed his paths to win the sons and daughters of the Irish to the service of the Triune God. And so with angels and archangels, with the great multitude of the saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy and to be glorified, O God, who love the human race, and who always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son present in our midst, whom we are gathered by his love, and when as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Saviour, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you've seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favour on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us. And grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and unto the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. And so, having called us to your table, Lord, confirm us in unity, so that together with Francis, our Pope, and Paul, our Bishop-elect, with all bishops, priests, and deacons, and your entire people, as we walk your ways with faith and hope, we may strive to bring joy and trust into this world. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith is known to you alone. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with St. Patrick, the apostles and the martyrs, and with all the saints. We shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen.
Sinish Guimish Kananahar Femunar Slani Hardun Ayenav.
Ornahev Gonefurdanum Godagatariat Godjenter the Hell Herantalu. Marayenter ernyav, honor on leho, thordun en you, agus mahardun arvika, marawahamij darvekuna fein, isna ligsheni gahu, aksershin, oho.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. a uan jé a hogus paki an dawan jé an trocker arin. A uan jé a hogus paki an dawan jé an trocker arin. A uan jé a hogus paki an dawan por dún siag hon. Shahe uan jé. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. This song has been part of St. Patrick's Day Masses for me for many, many years. I believe it still has its voice today. And its message about keeping people together and about creating memories that linger in our hearts, that give us comfort on uncertain days. I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer. And I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land, across the sea. Especially when it happens he's in exile from that dear lovely Isle of Inishree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftop of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Inishree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. And then unto a humble shack I wander, my own sweet home, and tenderly behold the ones I love around the fireside gathered. On bended knee a rosary is told, and dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. Yet though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my high love in Ishri. Yes, though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my high love in Ishri. Let us pray. Strengthen us, O Lord, by this sacrament, that we may profess the faith taught by St. Patrick and proclaim it in our way of living. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So before the blessing, once again, to wish you each and every one a blessed and a happy St. Patrick's Day. It's 11 o'clock, they're suggesting the church bells ring out over Ireland, just as a reminder of the day that's in it and a call to pray. So these bells in this church here in Kinvie will ring on behalf of the parish and hopefully might reach your ears to our bells and other churches. So may we hear the sound of the bell and hear the promise of the Lord that the weed will be dealt with, that the wheat is what's important. The final blessing takes the form of a number of short prayers with the response, Amen. So I leave silence for you to say Amen, and may God bless you this day. May God the Father, who called us together to celebrate this feast day of St. Patrick, bless you, protect you, and keep you faithful. May Christ, the Lord, the High King of Heaven, be near you at all times and shield you from evil. May the Holy Spirit, who is the source of all holiness, make you rich in the love of God's people. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, come down on you and your families and remain with you forever. Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace now to love and serve the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved and set me free. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us all safe thus far, and grace will lead us home.